If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time to get to the scams and spams of the week with the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness. Good morning, Steve. Let's talk first about all of these offers you seem to be getting these days, mostly by text, that offer dream jobs. Got to be careful about this, don't you?
You're right, Bob. Good morning. Thanks for having me on today. Yes, the Better Business Bureau is seeing an increase in those fake job offers, you know, especially coming over text, where they say that you got this great position available and for a lot of money for no work and no background really in that industry. But we have a reporter recently did a story on it. The journalist really confronted one and basically came out to be that they basically were Philippines-based, some of them, were really click farm operations, wanting you to get people to click on links and do other things like that. So the FTC, you know, basically said in 2024 about $470 million was lost in tech scams, which is a fivefold increase since 2020. So the tip-off to rip-off, Bob, is actually random texts offering a job. 99% chance it is a scam, and don't fall for it.
Yeah, they go into detail about how much money you can make, and they claim that they've looked at your resume, don't they?
They do. Your resume's out there. Everybody's sharing it, and it's out there. It has all this information, so they know what your interests are. And then they show you you're making money, that you're getting commissions, but there's nobody behind it. A scammer's behind it, so it's all fake news. Yeah. And sometimes they want you to deposit funds, and that's the tip-off, too, Bob.
We talk a lot about artificial intelligence, and now AI is targeting grandparents. What is the story behind this?
Well, it's increasing at the Better Business Bureau, and since Grandparents' Day is Sunday, don't forget your gifts for your grandparents, but families are urged to create code words. So basically what happens is that the scammers create, using AI, the sound of your grandchild, and it's realistic, and it mimics their voice, to trick them into sending emergency funds, like they've been in an accident, they've been arrested. So they say, this is Johnny, your grandson, you know, I've been arrested, I need money, can you wire it to me, or send me a gift card, or whatever it may be. And it seems a little bit, you know, it's not going to work, but Bob, I've talked to many people who fell for this, because they think that's their grandchild in distress somewhere, and usually people put stuff on social media, so if they're on a trip, you know, they use that against them with the grandparents. So the code word is basically, if there's an emergency situation, you can know you're talking to your grandchild or daughter or whatever it may be. Each family should have a code word. So is this you, Bob? And then you say the code word. What's the code word? So you know it's not a scammer.
Yeah, good way to verify texts, emails, or calls. Tell us about this person in Chicago who lost thousands of dollars in a phishing scam.
Well, the Chicago area, the new Lenox police were notified, and it was disturbing on this. This is a phishing email where they click a link. They didn't give any personal confidential information. The scammer, in my speculation, got into the system, into their computer, and started going through their financial records and their banking information. They had their cell phone ported to another company, and they had withdrawals from their account, almost $13,000. So this happened in Lenox. It's key to people, don't click on those links if it's random, asking you to do something. They thought it was from their cable company, Xfinity, and it wasn't. I made it look like it, though, and that's what the imposters do, Bob.
Yeah, and if you get a call from Google support, don't pick up. Tell us about this scam.
Yeah, Google doesn't call you saying they're going to help you out. They barely don't even have phone numbers you can call them on. So basically, anybody calling saying they're from Google support, don't pick up. The hackers are spoofing these numbers, pretending to be tech support and tricking people into basically resetting their Gmail password. So what's your new password, Bob? And you give it to them, and then they lock you out of your account and do damage to your system or your ID in some way.
You know what I've noticed a lot? Tell me if you've heard about this at the Better Business Bureau, Steve. I'll get a message, email, or mostly text saying that your so-and-so code is, and then it'll give the numbers, and it's not something I recognize. I didn't ask for a code. I don't do business with this company. And then it says, if you have not requested this, please call. Well, that's the scam, right? They want you to call. Don't they?
Yeah, they do, Bob. They want to create the emergency situation. We sent you a code, and if somebody's hacking your account, Bob, then we've got to react to it. So please give us the code number, and we can stop it from happening. So, yeah, if you get a code out of the blue, that's the tip-off to rip off anything out of the blue, Bob. Do the research on them. Check the offer. Check with the Better Business Bureau. If you've been scammed, let us know at the Better Business Bureau. We have a scam tracker that keeps track of all these scams across North America. Let us know so we can prevent this from happening to somebody else, Bob.
BBB.org for that. And finally, Steve, are you still hearing about a jury duty scam?
Yeah, we're constantly hearing that as well. And we recently had one in Lake County that just happened in the Grays Lake area. Basically, they're calling, you know, consumers and or residents, rather, telling them that they missed jury duty and they you have to pay a fine. And some are telling you have to meet somewhere in the parking lot, you know, of the police station. And it's not going to happen. You know, the authorities don't call you up saying you violated a law and then you got to pay to get out of it. That doesn't happen. That's the tip off to rip off. But it's crossing all across Northern Illinois. It just happened in Lake County and Grays Lake area, but it's happening in the Indiana, all over our marketplace. Check out these individuals. Check out these scams. Call us. Let us know about it. We can help warn others as well, Bob.
Thanks for the warnings, as always. Talk to you next Thursday. Appreciate it, Steve.
Have a great day, Bob.
You too.